Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My very dear listeners, I am Thomas Vyborg Thune, and this is a brief bonus feature I wanted to give to you. There's a new podcast from Wondery, the network that brought you Dr. Death and Dirty John, that I highly recommend, and it's called Over My Dead Body. Journalist and host Matthew Scheer examines the case of a wealthy Florida couple whose seemingly perfect marriage ends in a nasty divorce. But things take an even darker turn when, on a hot July morning, one half of the couple is murdered in cold blood. It's a criminal case that says as much about marriage and love as it does justice and revenge. Join in on the strange and unsettling journey through one of the most bizarre murder cases in Florida's history. You're about to listen to a clip of the first episode. So, while you're listening, go search for Over My Dead Body wherever you're listening to this. The case is still developing, so be sure to subscribe to get the updates. You can also find a link in the show notes that will take you right to the show. Enjoy.
One morning, attorney David Latt was sitting in his apartment in D.C., flipping through the Sunday New York Times, when he arrived at his favorite part of the paper.
I have to confess, I am a devoted reader of the New York Times wedding announcements.
Latt loves the wedding section, even though the vast majority of couples are total strangers to him.
They are looking for people with impressive pedigrees. They are looking for people who are photogenic.
But on that morning, he spotted a pair of familiar faces.
They were both a very impressive, accomplished young lawyers. They were a very nice-looking couple. So if anyone was going to make it into those pages, it was going to be Dan and Wendy.
Latt began to read. Wendy Jill Adelson, the daughter of Donna Sue Adelson and Dr. Harvey J. Adelson of Coral Springs, Florida, is to be married this evening to Dan Eric Markell, the son of Ruth Markell and Phil Markell of Toronto. The bride, 26, is keeping her name.
I think it was the best wedding I've ever been to.
Avery Kohlers was a high school buddy of Dan's. He made the trip to Boca Raton for the celebration, as did hundreds of other friends and family members. The weather, perfect. The venue, extravagant. And at the center of all of it, the happy couple. Dan and Wendy danced for hours with their guests.
It just felt like it was overflowing with joy and love. I mean, that sounds so corny.
I actually found an email I sent to Dan on March 4 of 2006. Hi, Dan. Congratulations and best wishes to you and Wendy. I'm sitting at home reading the Sunday Times, and lo and behold, there you are. Best, Dave. And it's funny, Dan actually responded because Dan was a very diligent email responder, even though he was on his honeymoon.
Greetings from Club Med, he wrote.
And then I responded, you're checking email on your honeymoon. You truly are a cyber addict. I thought I was bad. Don't respond to this email. Hope you're having a wonderful time.
So what makes a good marriage anyway?
I guess I would say that crucial to a good marriage is mutual respect. Love, of course, but also respect.
But as you can probably guess, this isn't a story about the happy ever afters, the lucky ones, the couples who grow more inseparable with age. Not even close.
I have to be a little circumspect here because over the years I've become very familiar with the libel laws of the United States. So I don't think I'm going to give my personal view here.
It's a story about the opposite. A bad marriage, a worse breakup, a brutal divorce.
And he stormed out. And did he say something like, I told you you should never be marrying her?
This is probably the biggest story I'll ever work on. Probably the biggest story in Tallahassee ever, I would say.
And everything that came after.
Somebody else fucking knows something because this shit would have not came out unless he told someone else. But there's nothing.
I have never said to anyone that my mom is a dangerous person.
Oh, are you saying that you think maybe one of your friends would have done something like
that? Who would do this?
Baby, you're guilty. You've got his scent on your hand.
Baby, you're crazy. I never touched that man.
From Wondery, I'm Matthew Scherr, and this is Over My Dead Body. I've been a magazine writer for about a decade now, and during that time, I've written some crazy stories. I've written about an Orthodox rabbi who tortures husbands into granting divorces to their wives. And I've written about some colorful characters, too, like Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti. But I can say that this particular case is the single craziest story I've ever reported on. It says at least as much about marriage and love as it does about revenge and justice, and the lengths we'll go to get even. To listen to this story, search for Over My Dead Body wherever you're listening right now. Listen today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. And make sure you subscribe, because this is a developing story, and we'll be giving you updates over the next several weeks.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.